So my name is Sinead. My last name is Sampa. So firstly, at my school, a requirement of all the students is that we have to do community service and we need at least 15 hours for the year. So I, at the time, was looking for a place in which I could do community service. I ended up going to the Seed Fund, volunteering at the Seed Fund, which is a homework club in which I basically help out the kids with homework and teach them lessons after their school day is over. Then at the same time, I was looking, I came across a coding competition online, which is the Inspired Education Robotics Competition. So I decided that I wanted to participate in that. And the idea came to me one of the days when I was at the homework club, and one of my favorite students weren't there because they were sick with something as simple as a common cold. But for her, she was suffering so badly with it. And it really did make my heart ache because something that we consider as such a simple thing that can be easily cured with simple medication was actually so fatal to them. So I decided to think about a way that I could actually get this across to other people in the world, not even just in South Africa, but just in general. And I decided to tie that in with this robotics competition. So that's how I decided that I wanted to do a medical robot that could do a symptom check on patients and take their temperature in order to diagnose them with a common illness and the best step that they could take next to ensure their health and safety. When I was volunteering at this homework club, I saw that a lot of the kids there, because obviously it's based in a rural area, didn't have access to the same things I had. There wasn't much use of technology or anything. Even at their schools, it was just textbooks and chalkboards and everything like that there. They didn't have phones or iPads or laptops or anything like that there. And I honestly did, before I volunteered here, I genuinely did take everything that I had for granted. I didn't think about the fact that there was other people out in the world that didn't have access to the same resources that I had. And when I volunteered, it really did show me that side of the world, that not everybody is just has like a easy life and luxuries left, right, and center. And I thought, okay, I have a really good ability and skill and talent with coding. So I thought, instead of me just using it for things like games that just give luxuries to other people, let me put my knowledge to actual good use where I can make a big impact in somebody else's life. I had so many moments where I was wondering, okay, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to be able to complete this or not, because there were a lot of problems. And obviously, with debugging and the module of the robot that I had, it was a much older version. So, in order to find a platform that was stable and was compatible with the robot was extremely hard, especially with what I wanted to achieve. So, what it does is that it, instead of just being a robot that displays text, it uses this voice text of speech translator in which you can say aloud what the problem is or the diagnosis. So the robot starts introducing itself, saying that he is Bayman and he is a medical robot assistant. He then explains that he will be helping you to do a small symptom-based checkup. He then starts with asking you symptom-based questions like, do you have a headache? You have a runny nose, a sore throat, etc. Thereafter, what you do is that he tells you to press the left button if your answer is yes, and press the right button if your answer is no. So after all of those questions, it's compiled into this database of the patient's symptoms. Thereafter, it explains how to use the temperature sensor that's attached by placing your nose against this piece to rest your nose against a piece that takes your temperature when you place your forehead against the temperature sensor. Using that there, it then takes that's part of an Arduino code, which it has a separate board from the Lego set itself. Now, then what happens next is that it communicates with the robot, the Lego part of the robot, and it tells you to put in your temperature by clicking a button based on what range it is in between, like 36 degrees to 39 degrees, 39 to 40, and over 40. Thereafter, on the Lego side, it cross references between the symptoms that questions that you answered against the temperature to compile a final answer that's as accurate as possible, in which it tells you which sickness you are most likely to have, whether it's a common cold, a cough, a flu, or if it's something severe. If it's something severe, it then tells you to please seek medical care immediately, as most people don't actually know whether it is something serious or just something that requires simple steps to be cured. Prior to creating this robot, I did do research and cross-checked over multiple platforms to form a sustainable database slash data sheet that has all of this information on it to confirm whether these symptoms are actually accurate and related to the illness or not. I do plan on improving Baemin a lot with the years to come. Baemin actually originally came from the movie Big Hero 6 with the medical robot Baymax. So this is basically a mini version of him, not at the max level yet. Yes, I really liked when I watched the movie. I really liked Baymax a lot. I thought he was such a cute robot that really helped people. And that honestly really did inspire me a lot. I want to, in the future, achieve something as great as him that's also soft and cuddly. There was a moment where I finally fixed one bug, a single bug. Actually, it was a semicolon that was missing in the code that messed up everything. And once I put that in and I did a run through and it worked, I immediately ran to my mother and I was telling her about it. All of them were absolutely shocked. They looked at me, and one of my friends actually told me, "You are here making robots, and I'm still struggling on my math equations." Honestly, it may really seem scary at first because there's so much that you don't understand. But I promise you, with time, as you start learning coding, it becomes really easy. And I honestly believe that anyone can accomplish this. Anyone can become a coder if they put their mind to it and if they are determined and they're willing to take that time to learn how to do it.